Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you on another gorgeous summer day. Right here in the mid-Willamette Valley, it's Political Coffee. It's the name of the show, and its goal is to help you change your world by having meaningful conversations. You having meaningful conversation that is persuadable, because that's really how you do it, isn't it? Persuasive conversations are about that. Conversations. Not arguing, not debating, but persuasion. You lead the horse to the water. The horse has to choose, and you is to lead him to the water also, to do things to help him decide to drink. So a couple of things that are out there today that in our goal in this show is to talk about those issues of the day in a way that helps you change your world. Yesterday afternoon, I got a call from a friend of mine who is a home health care worker. And I'm going to read an email from you from one of our listeners who has a home that is a health care facility, as does my brother. So I'm not only familiar with this, but I spent some time working with these people, the adult foster care industry. There's also the developmental disabilities groups. These are individuals like you and I that have their homes, and they open up their homes, and they bring in people, and you get paid by the state through the federal government and by the state of Oregon, both. Now there are vaccine mandates, and they're very worried. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Also want to talk about what's going on here in Oregon in terms of welcome and refugees. Now, we know that we are, well, the case anyway is, well, untold numbers, because they won't tell us how many illegal aliens are coming to Oregon that have flooded across the southern border. Apparently, a significant number of them apparently have COVID, and they're not even testing for them. Kate is ready to welcome any and all Afghans. Okay, is that the right thing to do? Is this what we want to do? Is this the right thing for us to do? I mean, you know, the old saying, of course, is that you break it, you own it. Well, we broke Afghanistan, did we? Yeah, we did. So we own it now, don't we? So what is the moral and the right thing to do? Should we be welcoming in these Afghan refugees? Now, I will tell you that this is, you know, the Biden administration, there's a story today on Oregon Catalyst, and you can check this out, OregonCatalyst.com. The ways about how the Biden administration has botched Afghanistan. And it's a pretty good read. And it's right on the money. This is from Lars. Now, why should you care about this? Well, I'm going back to what I said the other day, folks. I mean, this has huge implications for us, because now America looks really weak. To the world, it looks weak. And there are people, there are countries who will certainly take advantage of that. We're already seeing it now with China now stepping up their military saber rattling against Taiwan. We talked about how Steve Bannon's, I think, is a bit of a prophetic voice, is saying, you know, this could lead to the collapse of the American economy, because if they invade Taiwan, because they show Joe Biden's response in Afghanistan is so weak and so bad. And apparently now, according to KT McFarland, former national security advisor to Trump and was in the Reagan administration with Cap Weinberger, apparently we are through the back channels are telling the Chinese, well, actually we're telling the Taiwanese, you're on your own. If China invaded, we'll come to your rescue. Apparently that's what Biden's been saying. Okay. A significant portion of American chip capacity comes from Taiwan. The fact that you can't, you know, I told this story about me trying to get this autopilot system for an old tractor. Okay. I got to wait a year unless I scavenge parts from other pieces of equipment that I have, which is apparently what I'm going to have to do here. I got to wait a year. Why? Because I can't get, how much worse is it going to be for a lot, for your everyday life? If you can't get microchips, because everything in our world runs on a microchip. The combine that my father bought 3 years ago before he passed away has 32 computers and processors. They're computers, each one of them. 32 of them. Now, if you can't get microprocessors, HP computers, I'm using one right now. Your HP printer, you know, the cheapie that you go buy at Freddy's, Walmart, Imart, wherever. They all have microchips. And that also do your smart home, your refrigerators, your TVs, everything. Thermostats have chips in them. You can't get them. It does impact. So Steve Bannon says this, Joe Biden's weakness in Afghanistan, say to the world that they can push around America. We're not going to stand up and defend people like Taiwan. That then means, potentially, we don't have enough microchips. We're going to crash an economy. That's a great way to start. Now, again, why is this relevant to anybody who's worried about their kids on the stool, having to wear a mask, or be vaccinated if you're an adult foster home, your own people who don't want to be vaccinated? Or it's the incredible cost of the alternative to vaccination is what? Weekly testing. It's incredibly expensive for these small, typically one or two people work there, these adult foster homes. How do we do that? How do we fix that? It's going to be, to put it mildly, it's going to be difficult. And what it's going to take, and I'm just going to tell you this right now, folks, it's going to take ruling of the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, to stop this nonsense. They cannot, Joe Biden or anybody else, can mandate that you have to take a vaccine. Now, the Supreme Court said they mandated that we had to buy health care, right? Or we get taxed. I don't think they can do that. I think this is even a bridge to Roberts, the turncoat traitor, sitting, and that's what it is, folks, sitting on the U.S. Supreme Court. The Chief Justice. All right. So that's what I want to talk about today. Do we have a moral obligation to accept the Afghan refugees? But what about who we're accepting? shouldn't we be doing background checks on those people? Isn't that what kind of got us into trouble prior to Donald Trump winning? And didn't he come in to and say, you know what, we're going to start vetting these people? We're not vetting any of these people. Now, a friend of mine is a former member of the Army. His girlfriend has been in the Air Force Reserve. She's just been called up to go to Germany to be part of the program to accept all these refugees. So this begins to impact us in many ways. The thing about the southern border is a little different, because with the Biden administration just basically saying, hey, come on in. We'll give you in essence. We're not going to test most of it. So in all of that, right, we don't see what's going on because they're keeping it hidden from us. We don't know how many of those illegal aliens with COVID are being transported into to Oregon. And I can guarantee you that Governor Kate Brown is saying, yeah, bring them all here. We'll sign them up on all of the free stuff we give away in Oregon. That's hidden. The Afghan thing is, it's pretty real. And I think Kate Brown is going to make sure that we know all about it for two reasons. She wants to look magnanimous. And frankly, she's the right thing, because I think we should accept them. We broke it. We own it now. We owe those people who risk their very lives to cooperate with us. We owe a sanctuary from the evil that is already befalling them from the evil mindset of the Taliban. Yeah, we owe it. But the second reason is she's also going to do this to divert attention. From what? From everything else she is doing behind the scenes, especially with the illegals that are coming to Oregon with COVID, because they won't tell us about it. We know they're here. We know they're coming. There is anecdotal evidence of that. We don't know what kind of an impact it's having. There is a story also, by the way, you can see at Walk, about these, well, hospital beds are in this area. They're just of COVID people. Again, prove it that these are the unvaccinated. Back in a moment at 6:20. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, friends, we are back. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Your GMC Talk line. 503-589-1220. Before we go to the poll, I do want to remind you that coming up here, it's going to get hot again. That's what they're forecasting. That's why you ought to call Freedom Heating and Air. They're based in saving business here over 40 years because they do a really good job of taking care of you. And that ought to mean something to you. Because one of the things that they have truly prided themselves is their emergency service facility. I mean, they literally send people out to your home quickly. I think it was Glenn who some time ago called and shared that very story. He had called them, and they said, well, it's going to be a while before we can get out to you. He called Freedom Heating and Air. They were out there within a couple of hours. That's the kind of service, well, that means something to you. They have stood with us, and we're going to stand with them. They've after being assaulted by the left because they unapologetically support this show, so let's support them. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net, that's their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Call them, 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. They have great discounts for veterans and for senior citizens. 503-580-1456. To the phones, we'll go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you say today?
Well, Jeff, I'm not surprised that Kate Brown and the Democrats jumped out and said, oh, we got to be a sanctuary state right away. But I am concerned about a lot of things, Jeff. And one thing, these people need to be vetted. They need to be vetted correctly. Because number one, do we want a bunch of Omars in in our state that would? But you know, it's scary times, Jeff. But let me just say, over the last week, and I'm sure you've had this experience, these experiences too. I see these visions of all the things that have happened since 9/11. I had a little vision when that happened, and I remember the planes running into the tower. Didn't see it well, but I did see it. I remember seeing on TV these radical Islamists chopping off the heads of Christians and doing, you know, vile things. I think, you know, we need to be very careful. And, of course, the Democrats don't think of anything. Where was Kate Brown when this stuff, the same kind of stuff was going on in Cuba? And the Cuban people were suffering. Did you hear one peep from her? No, you did not. Kate only does things, and the Democrats only do things that are going to benefit them. And I'm for the safety of our state and Oregonians. So number one, these people, and the Republicans have been saying this because of the situation, that these people need to be vetted. You just can't let them in just like we're doing at the southern border, because you end up with a lot of trouble. And Jeff, if anybody thinks that, you know, bad people are coming into this country through our southern border, then you're sadly mistaken. And this particular, we've gone so far back because of Biden, it's just scary as hell.
Yeah, it is.
My French, but it's
so
true.
How do you, I mean, seriously, how do we fix this?
Which part? I mean, the fact that the safety of our country has gone backwards by 20 years. We haven't learned anything, and it's only taken Biden 7 months to do it. You know, Jeff, I tell you, I am so fearful, and the things that I hear scare the holy heck out of me, because we have made America more vulnerable and unsafe in the last week with all the messaging we've sent out to the terrorists, to Iran, et cetera, et cetera. And, hey, I'm all for bringing in refugees who don't hate America. But I'll be danged if I want to see a bunch of people that are thinking death to America. And a lot of them do, Jeff. You know, my Spidey.
Yeah, and that is a fair suspicion. You are right to think that way, because I think that way. And I think a lot of other people are, including some people in the Pentagon who are told to shut up. And apparently the State Department recently ended a program, a Trump-era program, that in fact people to come into America. This is profound, because now the infrastructure we had in place was wiped out just before Biden did what he did. Was that by accident? Or was it by design? Thanks, Art. Well, appreciate it. It's almost 6:30 in the morning, folks. I want to, again, remind you that today, if you're looking for a contractor that you can trust, you should talk to Eric Gazer, right? He's somebody who has a track record. If you look at his website, believe me, track record of doing the right thing for his customers. Just look at the testimony, friendlessions.com, and look at the great before and after pictures, some of the work they've done. RighteousRenovations.com. Winwick, is it our moral obligation to receive these Afghan refugees? But should we vet them first? Because they likely are not. Back in a moment. Don't go.
No, that's not poverty. As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go to Gail on the phones. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Here's what we're talking about today. Do we have a moral obligation? Should we, as Oregonians, accept Afghan refugees unvetted? Shouldn't we vet them first? There's a lot of this stuff going on, and it ain't good. Also, here's the other thing. If you're an adult foster home or you're a home health care person and you have now been mandated by Kate Brown and Joe Biden, apparently, that you have to get vaccinated or show the religious exemption, or if you get, even if you have the religious exemption, you still have to be weekly tested. You know how expensive that is? I had a call yesterday from a friend of mine who has an adult foster home, and my brother has one. And anybody who works there is either going to have to take the shot or going to have weekly testing. You know how expensive weekly testing is, folks? Now, this friend of mine is going, if she can't find a solution, going to shut down her home. And that's happening with a lot of people. And I've got a great email that I want to read you from someone who's in this very place. But before I do that, I need to go to Gail. Gail, good morning. How are you? Thanks for hanging on through the break. What's your opinion today?
You're welcome. I'm fine. I'm great. We need to vet all of our refugees and not be worried about taking them in when they're vetted. But we need to start vetting our own community. If you're listening to Lynn Wood and Dr. Shiva, who invented email, they're recommending a bottoms-up approach which starts with our communities and only supporting those communities that we have vetted to be freedom-loving businesses, and to put out of business the tyrants, the people who are demanding testing, which we know does not work because the virus has never been isolated. So all these tests, they're bogus. They do not work unless they are inserting something into us, which we need to question. So we really need to support each other and find the businesses who are freedom-loving businesses in our local community. And there you go.
Yeah, no, and you're right on the money. This is one of the things. This isn't an advertisement for Freedom Business Fellowship, but Pastor Lou Wu-Tan over at the River Church, this is exactly what he has started, is Freedom Business Fellowship, for that very purpose, Gail, that businesses would support each other who are going to take a stand for liberty. But we also then, as the consumer, has to make a choice. We need to go support those businesses because they're going to be targeted by Kate and the bureaucracy. They're just going to get us to. Always a conversation, because exactly what we have to, folks. It's an opportunity for you to help change your world. By the way, can you still hear me? For some reason.
Yes, I can.
I have.
You're really cutting out.
Okay, good. So, yeah, I know. I'm having trouble with the internet this morning. Issues for me. Gail, thank you. And we'll see from there.
Thank you very much.
Try to continue on. Thank you. Ferrufi, folks, is this great Salem-based company. They've been in business 40 years here in Salem. They have this new product called RoofMax. This RoofMax product, it just revives your asphalt shingle roof. As long as it's not too far gone, it can add years to it at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. To give them for you, call, have them come out and look at your roof and give you a free estimate. 503-647-4725. Sorry for the internet problems, folks. Again, I'm not sure what's going on there, but it is what it is. I appreciate each and every one of you putting up with that, by the way. Thank you for doing that. Got a great email from one of our listeners. And by the way, if you want to send me an email, and I'll do my best to read it on the air, it's jeff@kslm.news or jeff@12p.am. Both of them are emails that I do take a look at. So, home health care homeowner sent me this email. Said, now I just heard that Joe Biden will mandate any place receiving Medicare or Medicaid get vaccinated. And that conflicts with Oregon's healthcare workers' exemption to weekly testing. What is Healthcare Workers Association going to do about this? Next, it will be everyone or lose your job. This is sounding like more modern medical slavery. Now, this is what he wrote to me last Friday. He wrote to me, good morning. Now that Brown has mandated healthcare workers in all facilities, including care homes, take a vaccine test or test weekly, how can mandating not violate the neuro? This gene therapy we know has side effects. And we don't know long term. Every time I've taken a flu shot, I've gotten the flu anyways and was sick more often the whole year. I tried it twice and said no more. I fear where I work, they will try and mandate a shot. And I think it's a personal choice. Not working that. I do work for a city, and as of yet, they aren't mandating it. My wife does own a care home, and she will be forced to take weekly COVID test, which that's fine, even though I think it's an overreach. If they mandate all take it, we will be forced to close. This employee said no to a vaccine. We don't agree with the vaccine since it's too new. So, yes, I've left this person's name out because, obviously, they work for a government agency and their wife owns the home care. Now, this is the same concern of what I got yesterday. And here's what I'm going to say to them. The first step is you've got to talk to a lawyer. The person that I've been sending just about everybody to at the Justice Institute here in Salem, he's one of the lawyers along with Kevin Mannix that sued Kate Brown early on and got that judgment in Baker County. And then, of course, the Oregon Supreme Court rubber stamped whatever she wanted, and they lost. Lawyers like that that have been studying the issue are the first place you start in terms of being able to understand what your rights are. Now, I also shared with you the Rutherford Institute letter about an exemption earlier this week. It's on my Facebook page, the plan on KSLM.news under podcasts. Now, what it doesn't address is what we talked about. Because even if you say, I want the religious exemption from the shot, they're going to require that you have to have the weekly testing. For the home care person owner that I talked with yesterday, I don't know how much this is to them. It's $3,000 a month plus to test. Some of their employees have already had it. This is what we talked about yesterday. And I'm telling them what you need to do is talk to a lawyer and then make the argument to the governor. Give us an exemption if we have it, because the CDC studies, as I said yesterday, and it's on yesterday's show plan, CDC studies, you had COVID already, you don't get it again. You shouldn't be required to wear a mask, and you shouldn't have to be vaccinated or weekly. That's what we ought to be demanding from Kate Brown. Am I right or am I wrong about that? 5-8-9-12-20 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Should we also be vetting Afghan refugees, whom I think we ought to welcome into Oregon? We owe them that. I think we should be vetting them. And it worries me that they're not going to be vetted. Let's go to Jim, who's on the line. Jim, good morning. What do you say today? Welcome.
I just wanted to say, where's the loyal opposition? Where's our county... Our county commissioners, where's our city commissioners? Where's the Republican Party at? Why are they standing up against this? The people don't want shots. Why should they have big shots? Usually your opposition can form enough organization to slow it down or stop it or give us a little refuge. But obviously, like in Sweden, we had a meeting about the shots, and it's $7 million we got bought off by. They're going to give the city $7 million to keep their mouth shut and do nothing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? They're buying off the loyal opposition. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jim. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. They're buying off the loyal opposition. Well, some counties are standing up, like Curry County. Shouldn't more of them, like my own county, Linn County, or how about Marion? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Minutes to the top of the hour. I hope that that is a little bit better. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 if you want to weigh in. You know, one of the is exactly what's been Democrats in Oregon have. Remember, and that's it's just the way it is. You can just buy them off, throw money at them, but it's not just the in the legislature. It's like Jim said, city of sweet home, give them a bunch of money and they'll shut up and go away. The so-called loyal issue. Where are they? Well, there are some counties, like we talked about a couple of days ago, Curry County, the county commissioners down there said, no, we're not enforcing any of Kate Brown. This is what we need to be doing. We, the people, need to be communicating that to the Marion County commissioners, the Linn County commissioners, to do the same thing. Stand with Curry County and these other elected officials and the sheriffs and say, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Glenn, then we'll move on to Bill. Glenn, good morning. How are you? What do you say today?
Oh, it's a rough road for all of us, I think, looking forward. I'm very suspicious that America is not being run in Washington, D.C. at all from Americans of any kind. I think some sort of a takeover has already taken place. I think God has numbered the kingdom and has finished it. And it's now in a transition. And somebody else is calling the shots, just like they're calling the shots in Europe. And all these refugees from Europe have been coming in from south to north, contaminating the Judeo-Christian world of the North, and these refugees have been coming into America from the South to the North, and it's all a plan to contaminate the Judeo-Christian values and the system we have. So that means we've been weighed in the balances and we're found wanting. We've had several presidents, good ones and bad ones, and If the Democrats and independents can't see what's happening and join with the Republicans in these agencies to expose this corruption, it is finished. There's too much corruption deep inside all of these agencies, the State Department and all of them. There has been a lot of good people in there, but these people have to expose what's happening within their departments to save what's left of this republic. But yet, I don't think we're even running it. It's too contaminated.
Part of the problem there, that is spot on, and I'm going to let you go because you've hit on an important subject. We have state employees here in Oregon. We have county employees here in Oregon that blow the whistle, and they usually get fired, and they usually get hassled, and then they have to sue the state of Oregon, and they sue the state of Oregon. Because you can't fire somebody for blowing the whistle, has to pay them out of pocket. We, the taxpayers, pay for it because Oregon is, we're privately insured by our own money. We don't have insurance for that kind of thing. They get hammered. They get no support. We, the people, every time one of those state employees or city, county employees, or in this case, federal employees, stand up, we, the people, ought to be standing with them. A lot of them did during the 2020 election, lost their jobs, been hammered with the social media by the left. This is why it's so important for you to be active and your voice to be heard. That's why your county commissioners, your elected officials need to hear from you. Because if you're silent, they think everything's okay. I know, because that's how I used to think when I served in the legislature. Don't be like that. Be active. In a moment, we're going to go to Bill, but I got to remind you, Rebecca Donaldson won the best realtor, best of the Willamette Valley recently. You know why? Because she's really good at real estate, at helping you find or sell your home. Why don't you give her a call? 503 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747. Or look at her website. It's RebeccasGotHouses.com. RebeccasGotHouses.com. Bill, good morning. How are you? And what do you have to say today?
Good morning. It's been a while since I called in. I just want to say I'm really frustrated. I don't understand how our basic human rights, our freedom, could be infringed on, and nothing is being done by it. Governor Brown infringing on our basic human rights, stores and restaurants segregating us through vaccine cards and vaccine mask mandates. I just want to put it out there. This isn't right. We need to stand up and fight these people, and we need lawyers to help us. We need politicians to help us fight back, because it keeps getting worse and keeps getting worse, and I'm really getting really frustrated and tired, and me and my family are at the point where we're ready to leave the state, and the state's going to lose two incomes and two small businesses. I know that that's just me, but I hope everybody else puts a state in their place, and they hope it turns into California. I hate to say that, but where we're at now, it's just very frustrating, and it hurts us. It's hurting me, it's hurting my kids, and it's hurting everybody else.
Bill, are your kids in public school?
We got one more left. He's got 3 years left.
Yeah, so your frustration is felt by many in this audience and by me personally. It's a little harder for me to pick up and go to another state because I'm tied to the land because being a farmer, fifth-generation Oregon farmer, I got to stand and fight. And what I hear you saying is not only your frustration, but you want others to stand and fight so this place doesn't become California. But if we're not going to stand together and fight, you're willing to go someplace, and I can't blame you, someplace else where your freedoms are guaranteed. I get it. I understand it. I do.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And another thing, I know you guys have to play certain commercials. I heard recently a commercial for promoting vaccines. Is there any way the station, or you can talk to station managers, to do counter commercials right after those to say it's your choice, you're right, you do not have to get the vaccine? That's all I got to say.
Yeah, you know, let me look into that. I suspect that the commercials you're referring to are those on some of the national shows. We have zero control over that. I do know that we do place a disclaimer on the Fox News broadcast. You will hear that sometimes.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I think we could probably do the same thing when it comes to vaccines and frankly, mask requirement and all of those crazy things. I think we could probably do that. Let me ask station management about that, if that's something that they've had thoughts about, if we can do it, if we're precluded from doing it, because I don't know. It's a great question, and I appreciate Bill bringing it up.
But the thing is like social media has silenced all the other halves of the truth, and so we're not be able to get out that people are dying from getting vaccinated. We're not be able to get out that people are getting sick from being vaccinated, and it should be a choice.
You're right. It should be. All of it should be your choice. Bill, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks to each and every one of you for listening. My apologies for the choppy broadcast today. Try to get that figured out. Be blessed, each and every one of you. Keep praying for this great nation and this state. Keep fighting for everything you believe in. It's worth it, isn't it? See you tomorrow.